From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This haunting song is from The Fellowship of the Ring, the film version of the first in J.R.R. Tolkien's trilogy of fantasy novels, The Lord of the Rings. In the movie, the song is sung by a procession of elves as they're leaving Middle-earth for the Undying Lands to preserve their grace or immortality. It's a poignant moment that sets up one element of the movie that the novel doesn't share: romance. In the film, one of the elves, Arwen, stays behind for a chance to be with Aragorn, the mortal man she's fallen in love with. Eventually, the two are united, but at the cost of Arwen's immortality. It doesn't get much more romantic than that. But what if, after Arwen made the ultimate sacrifice, the hero Aragorn had changed his mind and dumped her? Could there be any romance in a story like that? Well, if the story is in the right hands, the answer is yes. The title character in Antonín Dvořák's opera Rusalka is a beautiful young water nymph who is also immortal. She falls in love with a human prince and gives everything up to leave her home and be with him. And then he decides to marry a human princess instead, leaving Rusalka alone in a strange world and doomed to live alone for eternity. Now, at first, it would seem there's little chance that this story could have a romantic ending. But you might be surprised. Eventually, Rusalka regains her immortality with help from the prince. And after another change of heart, he matches Rusalka's sacrifice with one of his own. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Dvořák's Rusalka from one of the world's foremost opera festivals, the Glyndebourne Festival in England. Soprano Anna Maria Martinez stars in the title role in a production led by conductor Jiří Bělohlávek.